Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Niekro, and towards Franco, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields the ball and throws to Negro covering. Safe. Guillen moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Baines moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Walker moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to Dotson covering. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Carter reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Bill Dawley now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Lyons steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett catches it and throws to first to double up Castillo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hewlett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hewlett. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando is hit by the pitch. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Negro covering, for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hall strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Hewlett applying the tag. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Brett Butler now playing center field. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.